It's time for the Open 2 Ministries broadcast. Open 2 Ministries, the family church at 5655 Timaquana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message, sponsored by Cleaning Services by FKP LLC. For your commercial and residential cleaning needs, call 904-674-1851.
I'm talking to a victim. It's going to be hard. So you have to be able to counsel the person from the word of God and let God be right there in the middle. You are just his mouthpiece. God, you know what, to be honest with you, God is the one really dealing with the situation. He's just borrowing your mouthpiece for a moment to be able to say what it is that needs to be said. But we have to make sure that what God desires to say, he said it in his word. And in order for us to say what he's trying to say, you got to be able to say what's in his word. And when you say what's in his word, now you're saying what's in his heart, and what's in his heart should be in your heart, and therefore you don't say nothing that he didn't say. That makes sense. When you counsel somebody from your feelings, it's going to always be with prejudice. It's going to always be with prejudice. But you have to be, and you know the thing that's so amazing, and I think I told you all some time before, that when you really repent, you don't see yourself as a victim anymore. You begin to see the world will blind you to the offenses that you've caused to other people. You know how many people claim that they were innocent before Christ even died for? You ever met somebody like that, don't never do anything wrong? Everything about them is right. You're the one always wrong. But then again, everything you're saying, you're basing it off the Bible. But they'll look at you and say, hey, you're wrong. But they're doing that because they're processing the situation from the way that the world understands things. And you can't do that. Last but not least, I got two scriptures for you, and I'm going to get out of your way. Last but not least, watch this. 1 Timothy. Go over there with me real quick. I'm going to give you a few seconds to get there. 1 Timothy. And you should not be that far away. 1 Timothy 4 and 14. 1 Timothy 4 and 14. Look at what Paul warns the young preacher. Look at what Paul warns this young preacher, Timothy, what he says. Watch this. He says, neglect not the gift that is in thee. So in other words, we understand that the gift is that thing that God told, Jesus told the disciples, don't go into Jerusalem until the promised gift of the kingdom has been given to you. And right shortly after that, we can see where the Holy Spirit was given to them on the day of Pentecost. So in other words, the Holy Spirit is a gift from God. So Paul is sitting, he says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Now, watch this. Paul is saying that you can quench it if you neglect it. If you neglect the fire that's cooking for you, it will burn down. And what we see in the churches today, fires are going out. Because after all of the hoopla and all of the songs and all of the dancing and all of the falling out and kicking and spitting, then what? What do you have then? What do you do when you're facing challenges and the keyboard player is not there to soothe you? What do you do? What do you have to stand on when the world has snatched its foundation from under you? What do you do? How do you restore your joy when nobody around you wants you to be happy? What do you do? Oh, I hear a song in me. But it only lasts for about 3 minutes. So what do you do? I reflect on the word of God that is seated in my heart. And David says, see, David made music because of the word. David danced because of the word, not the music. The word was so joyful in David's heart, he said, it's like fire in the bones. It made him move, it made him dance. And then later on, he said, I'm going to do some instruments and play some music and all that. He said, but this word is so good. People in a world that we're in and the challenges we're facing, if you don't have the word of God, you ain't got nothing. Let me say this to you before I get to my last scripture. Can you see what's going on? Just about everything has been restored to normal but the church. Amen. And it's because the enemy wants the church to be afraid. But we don't operate in the spirit of fear. We don't operate in the spirit of fear. It bothers me as a child of God for another believer to tell me I'm scared. And then I tell her, well, you know, God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but in power and joy. No, I'm scared. This thing moving around. I can't go to church. And as you notice, we ain't doing no live today. If you ain't here, we ain't gonna mess with it. Because the lives right now are keeping the people from coming together. In the Bible, Paul says, forsake not your assembly. There is danger in the believers not coming together. And now see, when I'm barbecuing, I notice that it gives you instructions. Close your Bibles. When I'm barbecuing, it gives us instructions. And when I take those royal oak charcoal and I light them in the grill. And one thing is so unique. I'll sit and say to myself, why is it that you have to position something that's just going to burn? Why do I have to have it a particular way? Do you know when you look on that bag of charcoal, the royal oak or whatever it is, it tells you specifically not to lay your charcoal flat across the grill. What it tells you, you take those charcoal and you make a triangle with them. Oh, glory. Listen to me. It says you take them and you make a fire. You make a triangle with them. And when you make a triangle with them, put a little lighter fluid on that top charcoal. And as you water that top one, the water is going to run down. The Bible says in Psalm 133, it is like the precious ointment upon the beard that ran down, upon the head that ran down upon the beard. Now watch this. So I put that fluid on the top. And see, so in other words, as the pastor of this ministry, I got to be wet first. You got to listen. I got to be wet first. I got to be excited about God first. If I'm not excited about God, ain't nothing under me. So what he who establishes the coals and starts the fire does, he positions them in a delta, which is one of the oldest symbols that has been used to signify God. And he takes that match and that top charcoal. He say, hey, now you the preacher. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set you on fire. And when I set you on fire, because the rain rained down from me on you to everybody else, when I set you at the top on fire, everything at the bottom is going to go up in flames. Are you listening to me? If the preacher ain't on fire, you ain't on fire. The preacher has got to show you how to let it burn. Are you listening to me? He's got to show you how to let it burn. He's got to be excited about the word of God. He's got to be able to magnify everybody. He's got to be strong in the midst of his weakness. But what he does, hallelujah. But sometimes when I'm cooking at home, one of those charcoals that's kind of up top, it stumbles and it falls to the bottom. But it tells us on the bag that there's even an answer for that. If there's a charcoal in the group that ever loses its fire, just take and put it back in the midst. And once you place that charcoal back with the other ones that's burning, his flame will start burning again. Are you listening to me? It'll start burning again. So the Bible says to forsake not your assembly, because when we come together, we burn bright. When we come together, we burn strong. When we come together, the Holy Spirit is more aggressive, because when we come together, we give it what it needs to work. And this is why you'll hear people say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh, glory to God. Come on, stand with me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Now, here's the thing. There is nothing comfortable about burning. And to be honest, burning is a form of suffering that disfigures the charcoal. But the thing about it, as it's burning, it's being changed and disfigured by the fire that's burning. There is nothing comfortable about suffering. But if you suffer while on fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, you're good. Look at what it says in 2 Timothy 1:6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the laying on of hands. Come on, say it with me. Stir up. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says the gift I put in you, the Holy Ghost, you've got to stir it up. You've got to stir it up. Now watch this. The guys that'll join me at the barbecue sometime, they'll see me take my shovel when the flames are low and I stir up the fire. Because sometimes the things that have burned out can cover up the things that's trying to burn. And when you stir it up, you move that out of the way that has burned out. And it gives free way to that is just starting to burn. And so we have to do that. The Bible says stir it up. And so I stir it up with prayer. I stir it up with the word of God. The Bible says that when Mary went to Elizabeth, it says that Elizabeth was with child, and Mary spoke the word of God, that she would be the one to give birth to the Son of God. The Bible says that the baby leaped in a womb. John the Baptist, in the midst of his mother's womb, he hears the word. And as an unformed fetus, he gets excited because he heard the word. And the Holy Spirit is that baby you're carrying in you. And whenever it hears the word of God, whenever you apply the word of God to it, it gets excited and it starts moving and it starts kicking and it starts waving and it starts fighting. Lily, you know what I'm talking about. When Noah was in her, she said, Bishop, look at him kicking in me. Because he heard something that stirred him up. Y'all not getting this. Because some of our fire has burned out. It has burned out. And the Bible says that you take it, stir it up. That you stir it up. Hallelujah. So if you ask me why I'm so excited about reading his word, because something begins to happen inside of me. Are you listening? But you have to put the cares of the world out of the way. Because guess what? In the world of tomorrow, it ain't gonna matter no how. You gotta stop letting people get under your skin and let the joy of God get within. You have to stop struggling to try to fix things that you can't change. I told you that when you forgive somebody, you accept what was done. But when God forgives, he forgets what was done. That's the difference. I forgive you because I accept the fact that God sent you to help me with my character. And you receive it with joy. You receive it with grace. And you receive it as an increase and a blessing. So I need you to say it with me today. I'm going to keep the fire burning. Say it like you mean it. I'm going to keep the fire burning. I can't hear you. I'm going to keep the fire burning. And you have to do it with prayer and the reading of God's word. Come on, just bow your heads with me real quick. Bow your heads.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Strobridge at Open Tune Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Bishop Strobridge's book, The Mysteries of Creation, is available at the church and Amazon.com. This program made possible with the help of cleaning services by FKP LLC. For your commercial and residential cleaning needs, call 904-674-1851.